D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Put does in your washing machine. Take your clothes out bright and clean. When you does your wash, you'll sing. D-U-Z does everything.
Hello there. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. And here he is, the only fellow who knows who Miss Hush is for certain, your Truth or Consequences man, Ralph Edwards.
Harlow Wilcox. Hiya, Harlow. Hi, you're looking fine. Chicago agreed with us, didn't it?
Yeah.
Greetings, party players. Here's something else I know for certain. Right down the wash line, does everything. So does all your wash every wash day. So here we go with the fourth week of telephone calls in the 1947 Miss Hush contest for the March of Dimes on Truth or Consequences. So far, we've found out that Miss Hush is not Elsa Maxwell, Maud Adams, Spring Byington, Sister Kenny, nor Tallulah Bankhead. Now, before we list the giant jackpot of prizes, let's hear from Miss Hush herself, the well-known Miss who is mystifying America, and try to learn her identity through the all-important riddle which she recites each week. Now, here she is from somewhere in the United States, Miss Hush.
Second for Santa Claus, first for me, 13 for wreath, 7 for tree. Bring me an auto, a book, and a ball, and I'll say Merry Christmas in spring, not in fall.
Who is it? In a moment, we'll make our first phone call to try to identify Miss Hush. First, let's listen to the list of prizes in the giant Miss Hush jackpot. All this to the winner. A 1947 Buick Super Convertible from the Howard Automobile Company. A Bendix Home Laundry with washer, dryer, and automatic ironer. A round-trip ticket for two via United Airlines to Honolulu and a suite of rooms for 2 weeks at the Matson Lines Royal Hawaiian Hotel. A $2,000 Columbia house trailer, completely equipped. A $1,000 diamond and ruby Bulova wristwatch. An RCA Victor radio phonograph combination plus a new 1948 RCA Victor television receiver and a library of 100 Red Seal records. An I.J. Fox $1,500 full-length beaver fur coat. And an all-metal Luscombe Silvair airplane from Dallas, Texas. $2,000 in cash. A $1,000 Popular Mechanics home workshop with a library of Popular Mechanics instruction books. A Servelle silent gas refrigerator. Sherwin-Williams Cover the Earth trademark paints will paint your house inside and out. A Hart Schaffler and Mark suit and top coat for every adult man and woman in your family. A Tappan gas kitchen range. And a 13-cubic-foot Jacobs Home Freezer, product of Jacobs Wind Electric Company, Minneapolis, filled with bird's-eye frozen foods. Our first phone call right after our first consequence. Now, our first contestant tonight is going to be a gentleman by the name of Mr. Dalton, whom we sent into a dressing room during our warm-up period to put on a bathing suit. He's now in that bathing suit behind the curtains here, suspended over a giant water tank. Pull the curtains, boys, and we want to meet Mr. James Dalton. There he is. He's perched over the water tank. How you doing, Mr. Dalton?
Just fine, thanks.
Oh, man, that's some hot perch you're on, isn't it? Yes, sir. That'd be a good view to watch the football games, wouldn't it, from up
Lovely.
There? Yeah, did you listen to football games today?
Yeah.
No time to be listening. USC probably will play Michigan now, you think, maybe in the Rose Bowl, huh?
Probably.
Oh, man, if they do, why, of course, it'll be exclusive over NBC. All right, now, Miss Frances M. Bradford, it will anyhow, you know, whoever plays. Miss Frances M. Bradford of Tacoma, Washington, wants to know, isn't this something? You come out dignified to a program, now you're in a bathing suit hung over a water tank. Everything's under control up there?
Just fine.
I mean, you know, you're not dizzy or anything?
No.
Nosebleed? Airmail from Kansas City hasn't come over, anything like that?
No.
No, good. You're pretty high. What did the boy oyster say to the girl oyster, Truth or Consequences, Mr. James Dalton? What is your occupation, sir?
I'm a salesman.
And where do you live?
On Loma Drive, 507.
Oh, I mean, you live here in Los Angeles, eh?
Yes.
We didn't know where to send it. We didn't want to care when to send the body. It's just where we wanted to know where. Oh, the time's up, for goodness sake. I say, what did the boy oyster say to the girl oyster? Do you want to take a guess? No. All right. Your pearls are like teeth. Did he say that? Oh, he should have been shot. Well, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequence. Now, Mr. Dalton, whether or not you are dunked in the water tank below you depends upon what is said in the next few minutes in some house in the United States. Now, we've hidden a microphone in somebody's home somewhere in the United States. We also have asked a neighbor lady to drop in and start a conversation about husbands with the lady of the house. Now, each time anything unfavorable is said about husbands, you will be dunked in the water tank, Mr. Dalton. You still with me up there, huh?
Lovely.
Okay, here we go by remote control to somebody's house in the United States. And remember, if the lady of the house says anything unfavorable about husbands, you get dumped in the water tank. Okay, take it away.
Oh, yes, but be sure not drop the ashes on me.
Well, that's all right. Just put it over here, that's fine.
By the way, where's your husband tonight?
Oh, he told me he's downtown.
Well, I'm waiting for John to call. He said he was going to take me to a movie tonight.
Oh, they give me a pain.
Dunk him. Are you doing, Mr. Dalton? Huh? How you doing, all right?
It's a little chilly, though.
Yeah, a little chilly. Yeah, we warmed it especially for you. The lady said her husband give her a pain. Let's listen in. Listen.
Oh, John means well. He brought me flowers yesterday. You know, the long-stemmed roses. I could hardly find a vase long enough to fit them.
My husband never thinks of those things.
Dunk him again. Let him go. He apparently doesn't like husbands, huh, Mr. Dalton?
Your husband to come and meet some of our friends.
On a Sunday?
Well, yes.
Oh, you couldn't get my husband out of the house on a Sunday if you put a fire
there it goes
on
again! Him. Let it go! Oh, man, we dunked the whole stage with that. Pull him up. All right, better tune him out over there, Johnny Pollock, for a minute. How do you feel, Mr. Dalton? Yes, my. I guess whoever lives in that house doesn't think much about husbands. By the way, do you know whose house that was?
No, I don't.
It was your house, and that was your wife talking. It can be, and it is, brother. Do you believe it? Huh? No. It was your house. Incidentally, your wife was in on the gag. She wants me to tell you she really loves you and thinks you're swell. But this is Saturday night, and you do take a bath on Saturday night anyhow, don't you? All right, here's a 72-piece set of fine art sterling silver for your home, Mr. Dalton, and for your wife. We have here a copy of a book entitled Our Husband's Necessary. It's a nice little book. And please give your neighbor lady this 14-carat, 21-jewel bull of a watch. Thank you, Mr. Dalton. Go back there and get dried. The dressing room, your clothes are there. Oh, yes. You will also get this big red box of Doug's. And believe me, folks, that's the prize of them all.
Hey, tell them why, Ralph. Tell them Doug's is one soap that really does everything in the family wash.
Yeah.
From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest.
Okay, Harlow, I will. Folks, Doug's is...
Tell them how. Just a short washer run with Doug's gets greasy black work clothes spanking clean.
Yeah.
Streaked up towels, dazzling white.
Right. You know, folks, just...
Hey, Ralph, be sure to point out the real wonder of Doug's. This same hard-working soap is actually safer for the newest, brightest colors you wash.
Yes!
That's where Doug's is different from any other leading package soap sold for wash day. Even makes more suds, ounce for ounce. They're real soap suds, too. Don't forget that, Ralph.
Oh, I won't. They're real soap suds.
Believe me. The soap shortage talk, folks, there's no substitute for Doug's. It's moving out of the stores so fast these days, Ralph. You'd better tell everybody. First chance they get Doug's.
Look, fella, why don't you tell them what Doug's does on wash day, huh?
Oh, you've already done that, Ralph. All I can say is does everything.
Oh, you really think I did a good job, Harlow?
You were great, Ralph. Wonderful.
Thanks awfully. Thanks a lot. And now, stand by, America. I'm going to call the person who gets first crack at tonight's giant jackpot consequence. This is the person in our radio audience who gave us, in this week's contest, the best reason why we all should support the March of Dimes. Now, hand me the phone, please, and I'll place the call. Hello? Put the phone up to my ear here for a second, will you, Al? Hello, operator? Yes, get me San Diego, California, please. Right down the coastline here. Yes, indeedy. Hello? Hello, San Diego. Our NBC operator will give you a number in San Diego to call. Will you please ring it? Give her the number, please, to call Billy Clevenger. Just a little table to put that on, Al. Attaboy, I've got to get the telephone here and everything. Oh, me. Miss Hush is not Elsa Maxwell, Maud Adams, Spring Byington, Tallulah Bankhead, or Sister Kenny. Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Ralph Edwards of the Truth or Consequences program.
Yes. How are you?
Is this Grace Hutton, H-U-T-T-O-N, of 4349 Altadena, San Diego 5, California? Is it Miss or Mrs.? Mrs. Well, the rules say the writers of the best entries must be available at the telephones. You are. Your entry on why we should support the March of Dimes was selected as the best entry tonight. So you get an opportunity to identify the voice of Miss Hush. Now, I suppose you know what you win if you do know the identity of Miss Hush. Can you use the prizes? I'll bet. All right. It's a big question, and you can give only one answer. Tell us who you think is Miss Hush. Here's hoping, she says. You say Miss Mary Pickford. You say Miss Mary Pickford. I'm sorry, Mrs. Hutton. Mary Pickford is wrong, but don't let this discourage you from trying again next week in case our second and third calls tonight are incorrect, too. You'll try. Bless your heart. Thanks, Mrs. Grace Hutton of San Diego. You're wonderful people down there, and you sound like a truly wonderful lady. Thanks for your contribution to the March of Dimes. You've aided a great, great cause. Good night. Good night. Wonderful lady. People. Two more calls yet to be made. Let's have some more consequences first, and later on, you again will hear the voice of Miss Hush, and I'll tell you how to become eligible for the giant jackpot of prizes. If you've entered before, enter again. A new contest each week, just like Mrs. The lady said. Hello, how are you?
Well,
come on up close. Come on up close. A nice married couple here, and looks like you have the situation well in hand, Mrs.
I'm scared.
You're scared?
On the QT?
Come here, I got news for you. I'm not, so don't worry about it. Come on, right in here. Hello, Mr. Godfrey. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine. What's your occupation?
I work for the Burland Shoe Stores. I'm an assistant manager.
Oh, that's well. And Mrs. Godfrey, you're home taking care of the house?
I'll say.
All right, Mrs. Godfrey. And Mr. Godfrey, Mrs. Ivan H. Hansen of Helena, H-E-L-E-N-A, Oklahoma, says about this question, when it's born, it flies. When it's alive, it lies. And when it's dead, it runs. What is it, truth or consequences? From Oklahoma. Oklahoma, where the sun...
Say it again.
By the way, truth or consequences... I will say it again. When it's... say it again?
Yes.
Oklahoma, where the sun... when it's born, it flies. When it's alive, it lies. And when it's dead, it runs. What is it? I just wanted to say that truth or consequences will broadcast from Norman, Oklahoma, Saturday, December 6th. That's the Saturday after next for the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Look out, Oklahoma. Here we come. Norman, Oklahoma. Sir?
A skunk.
I beg your pardon, sir. Oh, that's your answer. Mr. Godfrey, you say a skunk.
Yes.
No, nor any other name. It would be as wrong. A snowflake. When it's born, it flies. It's alive, it lies. And when it's dead, it runs. You
that's
haven't
right.
told the truth. What then?
That's right. What?
It's right, Miss Godfrey? Yes. Thank you for checking me because I wasn't sure. I'll be frank with you. I didn't know. It's okay, huh?
Okay.
Good. All right, well, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Come in closer, folks. I just don't seem to be able to get... We got so many phones here on this Miss Hush contest. Ooh, you think it'll be guest or not?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know.
You'd like to know. Oh, boy. Are you celebrating Thanksgiving at home this year?
Yes, we are.
Mrs. Godfrey, is the family going to have Thanksgiving dinner with you? You're going to have it alone, or is there a family, or what?
They're all away.
Let's get cozy about here and find out about the family. Where are they? Away? Who's what?
I always got one at home.
I see.
A little monster, 3 1/2.
Oh, I got 3 little children at home.
A little children, yes.
Yes.
Children,
well,
yes.
Who's away?
Bill Girl? And then Elaine. We have Elaine and a son-in-law.
How old is Elaine?
About 22, I guess.
How old is Bill?
Bill's 19.
Where's Bill?
In Las Vegas.
And where's Elaine?
Elaine's in Chicago with her husband, and they have a little baby.
Oh, a little consequence.
Grandpa.
Wonderful, wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful. Well, I guess there are a lot of children living here, so you're spending it alone. Is that the idea,
right.
Ms. Godfrey? I guess there are a lot of children living here.
And I'm cooking, too.
Are you cooking? I'm Methodist. Good to see you. I guess there are a lot of children living here who are unable to visit their parents in other parts of the country. So, for your consequence tonight, we would like you to go into the busy halls of NBC here, where many people are milling around. You know, a lot of people come to see The Life of Riley, and a lot of shows are on here tonight. And invite any young couple that you meet to spend Thanksgiving dinner with you. Would you do that?
Inasmuch
as,
are they others married or not? I mean, are the both the boy and girl married?
No, no.
Well,
Elaine.
All right, then Elaine is married. All right, you get a couple to substitute for them. Would you do that?
Yes,
just, all right. And off you go now. And when you find a couple, Al Pascal, Ed Bailey, one of the boys, take you off there and find Phil Davis. Just look through the halls, Phil. There's bound to be a young couple. And when you find a couple who will accept your invitation, bring them back here. We'd like to meet them. Will you do that, Mr. and Ms. Godfrey? Just bring them back on here. And we go on the crowd, sign around, stand. They go on, they can't hear. Ooh, what's going to happen to them? Now, they don't know it, but the first couple they'll meet wandering through the corridor, hurry them up because this is going to be fast. Through the corridor of NBC will be their own daughter and son-in-law, completely disguised. We contacted Mr. and Mrs. Godfrey's daughter, Elaine Baker, and her husband, Herb Baker, and had them flown here secretly from Chicago, Illinois. I'll tell you how after a while. A few...